Duffy from second, Perez from first. Here's the stretch. There they go. And there's a wild pitch. It bounces away from Cruz, and Duffy's coming home. He slides. Please. It's tied up. Unbelievable. On ball four, it's a wild pitch. Duffy was running with the pitch, and he just kept on going.
Now back to KNBR's Giants pregame. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
Boy, one of the great moments in Giants postseason history, and the guy who did it is with us, and that is Matt Duffy. Matt, nice to have you with us. It's a pleasure to have you on again. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you doing? Good to talk to you.
How'd you like that call by John?
That's awesome. I go back and listen to it occasionally still, admittedly.
I know. Take us back through that just shortly before we catch up with you. But it was a great moment in your career and a great baseball moment. And, you hear of people, Kirk Gibson did it in 1988. He did it a few times for the Dodgers and really sparked them when they beat the A's in the World Series. But it was a big deal. So take us through it just a little bit.
I just remember, I don't know, I feel like I kind of blacked out through the whole thing. But the one thing I do remember is feeling like I didn't take any steps from third to home. And then I remember thinking, oh, man, if I get thrown out here, I'm never going to see the field again. Because Buster was coming up, I think, with the bases loaded and two outs. So hindsight, it probably, I don't know, wasn't the smartest gamble in terms of self-preservation. But, yeah, it turned out okay.
Was Flan waving you the whole way?
I feel like I remember him waving his arm maybe once or twice, and then I think I got maybe a third of the way down, and this last part I just know from replays, but he kind of just like put his head down and his hands on his knees like, oh boy, here we go. But I think he waved me, yeah, so him and I both would have been done.
very good. Hey, it's great to have you on today, and I ran into Pablo Sandoval today coming back here today, and he looks in great shape, very happy, and obviously he's going to have a minor league deal with the Giants and hopefully get up here. What do you think about that?
Interesting. I was surprised. I mean, semi-surprised. He had a very good tenure there, and, he's well-liked by the fans and the players, and, it's a pretty low-risk, high-reward move for the Giants. So, I think it makes sense to some degree to take a chance. Actually saw him a couple months ago here in Tampa or St. Petersburg, and he looked good. I didn't even recognize him. He looked in very good shape. He actually had to, like, nudge me on the shoulder and be like, hey, man, how's it going? And I was caught off guard. I mean, he was in great shape. I assume he's still in that good of shape, at least somewhat. The dude's been working hard. I know that.
Yeah, he looked that way to me this morning. Matt Duffy is with us. Great to catch up with him, Matt. So everyone out here, of course, it's almost a year now since the trade to Tampa, but I know you've been injured for a good part of this time. And bring us up to date. How you doing right now, and when you think you'll be back on the field? Because Tampa's in the middle of that whole race, and I'm sure they'd love to have your experience back in there.
Yeah, it's they've been really fun to watch. I mean, I'll tell you that much. It's made it easier for me to make sure I'm ready when I come back and not, put too much pressure on myself, like I got the weight on my shoulders or anything like that. But at the same time, it's been frustrating because you want to be a part of the fun. Nobody likes to be on the DL, especially for long periods of time, and especially when you're expecting to be on the DL for a short period of time. So it's been difficult. It's been trying mentally, I guess, but I think there has been some positives that have come out of it, like just looking at the way kind of the game fits into my life and how much pressure I put on myself last year. And, I just feel a lot more relaxed now that I don't have the pressures of playing. And I feel like I've learned a lot to hopefully carry that into when I do get back on a field, to be able to just relax. And, also on the mechanical side of things, I've been able to just sit in the cage a lot during games and just kind of play with my swing and feel things and try things. And, when you're searching for results, it's hard to do that. You're hesitant to make really big changes, and not that I've made any big changes, but you're hesitant to make drastic changes at all, because you want to ultimately perform. And now that I don't have that pressure on me that I put on myself, I've been able to just relax and kind of step out of the box a little bit and see things from the outside, and I think that's really helped.
All right, Matt Duffy with us. I had this conversation with Austin Slater earlier today, and he's out for a couple of months. And I said, you know, on the bench, why don't you manage along with the manager and get, you know, because you'll learn so many game situations. You ever do that?
Yeah, actually, you know, I mean, there's a ton of armchair managers out there, and it's easy to do when you don't have the stresses of actually making a decision. But it is fun, I think, and you learn a lot. I think that's the most important thing, to try to think along with the manager or even with the other manager, what they might be doing here, what their thought process is going into this next inning, how they might be setting up for it. And that's something that I think is the most difficult managing, is you have to try to prepare yourself ahead of time for every possible situation that might come up in the following inning or two innings from now or even three innings from now. You know, they're thinking ahead. So I think that's something that when you can really get good at kind of thinking ahead like that, that's where the good managers really kind of separate themselves. And I think that's where Boach has really separated himself, is he's so good at thinking ahead, and he's got great coaches surrounding him that help him out with that. And, you know, it's never a one-man job in this business. It's always a team effort, both on the field, the managers, the front office. Everybody has to work together as one big collaborative unit. And we're all kind of cogs in a machine, and we all need to be working properly. And if they do, you get, you know, great results like they have had in San Francisco the last 7 years.
Hey, what's up with you physically? When do you think you'll be back on the field? And what's the latest? I know you had surgery recently again. What's up with you, so the fans understand what's going on?
Yeah, I actually went out on a rehab assignment. I can't remember how long ago that was now. But I went out, felt pretty good for the first couple games, kind of pushed it the third game. You know, my thought process was, all right, I felt good here. Now let's see what I can do. And got out of the box and kind of, you know, didn't feel great. And that kind of carried over to the rest of the game and the next day and the following day. So we decided, hey, we don't quite think we're ready yet. Let's tone this back and maybe get a couple more weeks of strengthening before we send you back out again. And it just never really got back to the point where I could run without pain again. So that's when we started looking at scans and looking at, you know, what might be going on in there that was different than when you went out on the rehab assignment. And turns out we think it happened while I was playing that third game. Basically, I tweaked it, got some inflammation in there. The inflammation kind of sat, and then that created a little calcification, like basically a bone chip. Mm. And it was just sitting right behind the tendon there. And it was causing me some pain. So we went back in, took that out, shaved a little bit of extra bone down, not where the tendon was attached, but sorry to get into all the details here.
That's
but
all right.
Basically, you know, I'm feeling good now. I'm very encouraged and optimistic about how I feel. I'm trying to keep my expectations a little tempered just so that, you know, I don't get too high here and come into the clubhouse and, hey, Ron, I can – Ron Porterfield, our trainer – hey, I can go run and re-injure myself again. So just trying to take it slow and trying to be very methodical about strengthening. But I'm very encouraged. Hopefully by early August, mid-August, we'll have a really good idea of exactly where I'm at. But right now we're just kind of going step by step, really being diligent about strengthening it first before we go out and try and run. And when I do try to run in a week and a half or two, I think we'll know really where I'm at.
Oh, it'd be great to see you on the field again. I know everyone out here, you know you're so popular, and once I put it out there, you're going to be on. I got a lot of responses to it, so we're glad to have you here. Matt, what about Tampa? What makes that team so good? I mean, you know, it's almost like, who are they? And, you know, here they are again.
Yeah, I think we've got, I mean, for one, everybody really gels really well. Everybody gets along. I think it's similar to what we had in the Bay and the other Bay. You know, everybody comes in and really is just trying to win a ball game that day, which is cool. We've kind of got a little bit of the David versus Goliath attitude. You know, Yankees and Red Sox obviously have the big payrolls, and I think our guys really relish going up against those guys. Nobody's afraid at all, and I think that's important, not being intimidated by superstars or big names or big media markets. And I think we've got a really good balance of veterans and rookies, or at least younger guys. Also going with that, a good balance of guys who can hit the ball out of the park, some guys who can put together good at-bats. You know, and I think the biggest thing that I've seen that separates playoff teams from not is when guys go down, the guys who fill in, the kind of the next man up mentality, I think that's where good teams really separate themselves, is the depth. And the guys who have come up for us, whether it's through acquisitions or through call-ups, have really done a good job and stepped in right away and really held their own. And honestly, I mean, they're the key, I think, to this whole thing. Being, obviously, you know, you have the core guys, Steven Souza and Corey Dickerson, Logan Morrison have all had outstanding years. And, you know, they're the key. But, again, we're all one part of one big machine, and we can't just rely on those three guys, and all the guys surrounding them have done just an outstanding job.
Well, sounds like a good team. Very good. How's Rachel doing?
She's good. She's sitting right next to me right now. She says hello.
I know. We love doing the post-game show with both you guys, so we wish her well. And Carmen is with me. Of course, Carmen produces the show, and she's my guru of social media. So, Carmen.
Hey, Matt. You know, I'm really here to kind of ask the hard-hitting questions, so it wouldn't be a Matt Duffy interview if we didn't ask you a little bit about Skeeter, right?
Yep.
So I heard that you recently got a dog named Dakota, and I'm curious if you're applying any of the knowledge that you have from Skeeter's kind of weight fluctuations to your puppy. You know, I'd love to know if you've been trying to avoid some of those weight pitfalls that he's been having.
Yeah, actually, she's a very healthy dog. We got her from a shelter here in St. Petersburg. Awesome. She got a little kink in her tail. She's actually sleeping in the back of the truck right now. Yeah, we actually feed her raw food, and we did a lot of research on it before moving to that. And I was super skeptical for a long time because, you know, I've never even heard of raw food. It's turned out to be great. I mean, she's, every time we take her to the vet, they're like, wow, she's extremely healthy. Her teeth, originally we were told she's about 4 years old, but we took her to the vet, and she's like, her teeth look like she's 2.5.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so she's extremely healthy. She eats her bowl of food in about 10 seconds.
You have that very, you have that touch with pets that they seem to eat their food a lot. What's up with Skeeter?
Yeah. He's doing well. He's back home with the parents still in Southern California and just enjoying his life. He's, I guess you could say he's in the retirement phase of his life. He's old. He's 15 or 16. He's losing his baby fat, you could say. He's thinner now and looking more like a cat, just with some extra floppy skin hanging down. His belly's still swagging left and right.
Well, I will tell you this, and I told you and Rachel this, it was great to have both of you on when you were on with us, and the whole Skeeter thing was, you know, they always say, is baseball cool? The people relate to baseball, and I think through Skeeter and social media when you were out here and all that, and just your being on and seeing how, you know, honest you are, I think you do a great job. So social media works for you, I will tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, we hope to see you back on the field soon. I know I'm sure you follow the Giants every day, don't you?
Yeah, I keep up with the boys and talk to a few of them here and there just to see how they're doing. I know they're grinding. Baseball is, it's an up and down game, whether it's from day to day or sometimes season to season. The only thing you can do is just keep grinding, trying to get better, and you can't take back half a season or you can't take back at bats, but you can, you know, work from where you're at now. And, you know, I just check in with them and see how they're doing and see if they're all still staying positive over there.
Well, great. I hope Tampa Bay gets in. I hope you're back on the field, and I'd love to see you in October baseball. So great to have you on, and to your parents as well, and to Rachel and you. Keep in touch, and we love having you on, Matt.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. That is Matt Duffy.